From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his second message in an extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. Under God, Moses had brought the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, led them through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and brought them at last to the borders of the Promised Land. But because of disobedience, he forfeited the privilege of entering Canaan and died on its borders. Now it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land and to take it by conquest. From this historical account, Dr. Cairns extracts vital lessons for present-day believers in facing the spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. This week's message is entitled, The Prospect of Imminent Blessing, and takes its text from chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns emphasizes that there is always a cost to enter Canaan. Yet, as he did for Israel, God promises his people, his spiritual Israel, great fullness in their own Canaan. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to speak of the importance and the necessity of the precious blood of Christ.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about the great economic and financial crisis that a lot of people are passing through. We have had the mortgage crisis and the scandal surrounding it. We have rising prices on all hands. We have great talk about price gouging and conspiracies and speculations and people trying to get rich quick at the expense of other people. All these things going on. And it's obvious that to a lot of people, the most precious thing in the world is money, or along with money, the power that it brings. People are doing all sorts of things on the international markets to make themselves rich. And when you stop to think of it, you know it's really not very wise, because money can't be all that precious. Now, I understand that it's necessary. We need to be able to go to shop and buy groceries and buy gas and all those things. I understand that. I'm not trying to be so otherworldly that I'm of no earthly use. I understand those things. But anything that you've got to leave behind, anything that can last you for just a little while, and when you're facing death and eternity is of no use to you whatsoever, cannot be ultimately precious. There are more precious things than money. Family, for example, certainly much more precious than anything that money can buy. There are many other things that you could mention. But when you think of precious things, what would you say is the most precious thing in all the world? The most precious thing that has ever existed in the world? Silver? Gold? Diamonds? Even human love? Human family? What would be the most precious thing? I would say, according to Scripture, the most precious thing that this world has ever seen is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I say that? Well, first, because the Bible calls it precious blood. Now, the Bible speaks of a number of things as being precious. But I put the blood here as the most precious thing the world has ever seen. And I'll tell you why. The Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, you know that you were redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Psalm 49 speaks of men who are intent on gaining money, getting all the wealth that they can in the world, and saying not one of them can, by all of this, redeem his own soul. There's not one man, however rich he's ever been, could ever redeem a soul. But the precious blood of Christ redeems the soul. It cleanses from all sin. It brings a person into a right relationship with God. It prepares him for heaven. It purchases for that man every blessing of the covenant of grace for time and for eternity. This precious blood of Christ is sinless blood. It is the sinless blood of the sinless Lamb of God. And remember, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can save from sin, cleanse from its filth, remove its guilt, justify you before God, and finally bring you to glory. Now, that leads to the inevitable question, are you redeemed? The old hymn puts the question, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I would ask you that today. Make sure that you are among the redeemed, the blood-washed of the Lord. We'd like to help you. You can contact us at any time, however it suits you, email, snail mail, telephone, and we'll be happy to send you a copy of my booklet, A New Beginning, which we trust will lead you to understand personally and experience personally what it is to be redeemed, washed in the blood of Christ.
Come and drink a full salvation.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts. We want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. In the next issue, Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, presents a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. Also, there'll be a mission focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I want us to return this morning to the first chapter of Joshua, and we're reading from verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives and your little ones, and your cattle, shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandments, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these verses from his precious word for his name's sake. As I read this passage, I think I can hear the sound of cheering. It doesn't take much of an imagination to enter into the spirit that must have been among the children of Israel in the occasion here described. No imagination to enter into the feeling of relief, the thrill of expectation that greet Joshua's officers as they move through the host with this word that Israel is about to enter into Canaan. After so long in the wilderness, after watching literally millions die off in the inhospitable wastes of the wilderness, this generation of Jews is eager to enter Canaan. Stern tests await them in Canaan, but so do glorious triumphs. This is the day that these people have long been awaiting. Ever since Moses died, there has been this feeling of expectancy, as they have been waiting some definite word from the Lord. And now it has come, arise, for in 3 days we shall enter Canaan. As I say, I think that there are some unrecorded cheers in this passage, as the people elatedly greet the long-awaited good news. The land of blessing is now. But the fervor is tempered with the cold light of reality. Entering Canaan is going to be a costly business. There are battles to be fought. There are enemies to be faced. There are hardships to be borne. There are losses to be endured. But all these are to gain Canaan, and that makes them all worthwhile. So Joshua calls the people to immediate business. Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan. And then he speaks particularly to the 2.5 tribes who claimed their inheritance on the eastern side of Jordan. He reminds them of the agreement entered into with Moses, that they will leave their cattle, their possessions, and their little ones and their wives, and the army will go across Jordan with the main body of the people, and there fight alongside of them until the whole nation enters into its inheritance. In other words, Joshua is speaking to Israel and telling them that they have the prospect of gaining their long-awaited possession.
And so they must undertake, first of all, diligent preparation, and second, a fresh dedication to duty. Now, when you lift that scene from natural Israel to the level of spiritual Israel, the same truth holds good. There is a spiritual Israel that is called the Church of Jesus Christ. And we find from various New Testament references that there are very, very clear spiritual parallels to all the natural events that happened to the Israel of the Old Testament. Therefore, today, we can look at this passage of Scripture, and we can learn that the prospect of imminent blessing should inspire us to preparation and to consecration. I want us to learn the first great lesson, and that is that the Lord has promised us a glorious inheritance. For His Israel, He always has His Canaan. However men may object to that notion, however men may seek to fight against it, and through the centuries of time in the natural realm to dispossess Israel from their Canaan, God always has His Canaan for His people. And that is true of the spiritual Israel. It's true of them in this life, and it's true of them in the life which is to come. As we think of life in this world, the Lord promises Canaan blessing to the people of God. I've often drawn your attention to the description of the land of Canaan as it's given by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 8, where he said, "The Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of waters, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and pomegranates, fig trees, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat thy bread without scarceness, and not lack anything in it." That's the description of the natural Canaan. It's a land that we say flows with milk and honey. It's a land that is overflowing, a land that's fertile, a land that's full, a land that the Lord, says Moses, smiles upon. The Lord keeps His eyes upon it. The land of their possession and of His provision. Now, the Apostle Paul speaks of that land for the people of God. In Ephesians 1 verse 3, in those immortal words of that glorious song of praise, he is blessing God because He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Again in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, he says, "In Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." All the communicated fullness of God is in Christ. Now he says, "And ye are complete in Him." That's a wonderful statement, and I wouldn't want to change it. It is a perfectly good translation of the text, and it brings to us a tremendous theme of study and the theological truth. You are complete in Christ. But yet, having said that, the word complete obscures for us something that Paul intended the Colossians to grasp. Because when he says, "In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily," he immediately goes on to use the verb form of the very same word. "In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye have fullness, or ye are filled full in him, which is the head of all principality and power. In other words, there is a Canaan for the spiritual Israel. There is a land in which we know the flowing and the overflowing of the provision of God. In this land, we know the special presence of God. In this land, we know the special power of God. He goes before us to lead us step by step into the full, let me emphasize the word again, into the full experience of all his provision for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this land, for God's people, there is victory.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.